Hello and welcome to the Jesus Witch Podcast. I'm your host, Lena Elsaya Lee, also known as Lena the Jesus Witch on TikTok and Instagram. The Jesus Witch Podcast is a show dedicated to opening the conversation about including Jesus in witchery practices. The goal of this podcast is to not be evangelical. The goal is to spread the love, light, truth, acceptance, and oneness that is Jesus Christ himself. Here at the Jesus Witch Podcast, we believe all people are loved by God and all people are loved by Jesus. We believe in community and the power of fellowship. We believe in giving whatever you reasonably can to help your neighbor who's in need. And above all, we believe in the power of creating a relationship with Jesus that is authentic and unique to you. Join me for new episodes of the Jesus Witch Podcast every single Monday, and be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting app. So this week on the Deconstruction Diaries, I have my friend Michaela here with me. Hi, Michaela. Can you introduce yourself to the crowd?
I sure can. Also, thank you for having me, because I know I've been wanting to do this for like a hot moment.
Thank you for being patient with me and my crazy schedule, because I like canceled on you like what, like twice?
So. Look, it's fine. Look, we're both, you know, just chaotic beings and we forget things. It's fine. That's why we get along so well.
That's exactly it. That's why Michaela and I get along so well. And this episode is going to be a little bit difficult for us to not go on tangents. So if we do, this is just an apology in advance.
Sorry in advance for if we get off derailment. That tends what me and Lena tend to do a lot.
Every time. So introduce yourself. Who are you? Where are you from?
Hello, I am Michaela, or you can call me Kayla. I'll answer to either one. I have been for the past 28 years of my life. And
apparently you said that.
Currently, I live in central Oklahoma, but I am originally from the eastern mountains of Oklahoma, where there's nothing but I don't even know what to say. There's no cows. It's just mountains and streams.
It's just mountains. Mountains are gorgeous, though.
Mountains. But, you know, it's fine. It's where I grew up. It's a lot of swimming in swimming holes and diving off of small cliffs. You know, it's fine.
That sounds like a dream. You say it like, oh, it's fine. I'm like here with my jaw wide open. Like, oh, I want to go to there.
Look, you ever want to come here, Lena, you're more than welcome to. We'll go to Hole in a Rock and we'll jump off a little cliff there into the water.
And it'll be really hard for me to get out of the water because, you know, chaos, it'll happen.
I know, we'll just sink under the water. It's just like,
anyway, so yeah, that's, you guys get the vibe of how Michaela and I are. It's going to be a little bit chaotic. So we're having you obviously on the Deconstruction Diaries to talk about your journey, your story, what brought you here today. So What does your history with like religion and specifically Christianity look like?
Well, I'm sorry if I get a little Sophia, like picture this from Golden Girls ass for a moment. But yes, I grew up in the mountains of Oklahoma in a very teeny tiny little two building church. Very, very small. It was one for like our Sunday school classes and the small little kitchen we had, and one that was for the big sanctuary. And that was, you know, that was life. And I know I didn't say this before, but I grew up Baptist, particularly Southern Baptist. And yeah, that was a lot. Yeah, it was a lot of, we do this to be good people and what God wants us to do. But a lot of it was, I'll be honest, a lot of brimstone and fire. That was my life. But, you know, and growing up, I was always that curious kid that ask questions, even if the adults around me didn't want me to ask them. I got shot down a lot, but you know, I kept asking.
Now a quick break from this week's episode of the Jesus Witch Podcast to talk about a few ways you can help support the show. One way you can help support the creation of the Jesus Witch Podcast is to become a supporter of us on Patreon. On our Patreon, there are four different tiers that you can choose from, and they're all named after tarot cards. We have the Fool, the Magician, the Hierophant, and the High Priestess. In the Fool tier, you get early ad-free episodes of the Jesus Witch podcast, extended show note pages when available, Christian tarot grimoire pages, and access to our monthly community oracle reading. In the Hierophant tier, you get everything from the Fool tier, tarot spreads to help your connection with Christ, spirit, your higher self. I also like to put out new tarot spreads for each full moon or new moon, wheel of the year holiday, and zodiac sign. In the Magician tier, you also get one Bible-based spell grimoire page each month. This teaches you how to incorporate the Bible into your own spell practice. In the Hierophant tier, you get everything from the Fool and the Magician tiers, as well as a Happy Mail package from me every single month with the ingredients to make a spell, as well as an extra Bible-based spell page for your grimoire. And then you get access to our spellcasting Zoom each month where we do the spell that I sent you together. In the High Priestess tier, you get everything from the Magician, Fool, and Hierophant tiers, as well as an extra Bible-based spell from the Sun and Moon Oily Co. in your Happy Mail package each month, and a one-on-one Zoom call with me every single month to discuss your practice, how you're growing, and any suggestions that I could give to you to help you on your path. Patreon tiers start at $6.66 per month, and you can find the link to that in the show notes page. Another way you could help support the show is by shopping at my Etsy shop, The Sun and Moon Oily Co. Over on The Sun and Moon Oily Co., I offer Bible-based spell oils, ritual bath salts, Jesus Witch or Christian Witch specific mystery boxes, and custom spell oils. Over on my Etsy shop is where you can also book different types of readings with me. I offer tarot readings for your inner child, channel messages from Jesus or from Lilith. I also have a listing for general tarot readings. You could grab a soul contract reading between yourself and another person, or yourself and a deity that you're working with or curious to work with. Or even grab an astrology reading for yourself or an astrology reading for your kiddos to help you parent them better and more effectively. There's also Jesus Witch merch on my Etsy shop and so many other things that I am planning on adding to my shop. So head over to the Sun and Moon Oily Co. to check that out. Another thing you can do to support the growth of the Jesus Witch podcast is join our Discord community. The Jesus Witch Church is our free 18+ Discord community where we host Jesus Witch church services and moon circles. This is your place to ask all Jesus Witch or witchy questions in general and make some really awesome friends. You can find the link to our church in the show notes page. Another free way you could support the Jesus Witch podcast is by sharing this show with a friend and rating it on whatever podcasting app you're using with 5 stars. Leaving us a nice review really helps get the word out about the show, and don't forget to subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting app. Another thing you could do to help the creation of the show is send a donation to the Jesus Witch podcast via Cash App or PayPal. It takes a lot of time and effort for me to create the Jesus Witch podcast, and getting donations helps me get the support and help that I need to be able to create this type of content for you. Donations also help keep this podcast free to everybody, so if you love this show and the information that's being put out there, please consider sending a donation to my PayPal or my Cash App. The username on both is the Jesus Witch Podcast, but the link for both of those can be found in the show notes page. And the final way that you could help support the creation of the Jesus Witch Podcast is by sending me a gift. In the show notes page, I have the link to my Amazon wish list. Everything that I put on this wish list was put there to help create content for you. Simply put, buying things off of this Amazon wish list helps me so that I don't have to purchase them myself, so I can put more of my resources in towards making the Jesus Witch podcast. If you would like to support the Jesus Witch podcast by buying me a gift or in any other way, you could find all the links to everything mentioned in this ad in the show notes page. Now let's get back to the show.
More and more about why would God do all this if he didn't really mean it? Why would he want to end the world if he created all of us? Why would he hate us if we did this and all that? It was a lot of questioning yourself and a lot of trauma you just like absorbed growing up when you grow up in a apocalyptic kind of esque end of times church where they did nothing but talk about how the world was going to end half the time. And it really set me to think about a lot of different things, particularly wanted me to tap into that Native side of me. And I forgot to say this, but I am Native American. I'm Cherokee. And what really sent it off was that one Sunday, I think I was about 14 or 15, The preacher told me right to my face that a woman's place was in the kitchen, just worshiping her husband in a way, like you do God. And
Ew.
that really wasn't my vibe because I have a full-blood native mama who is very much of don't rely on a man to do anything for you.
Yeah, ew.
And having that one day just kind of set me on a path of wanting to question everything and find out what else there was out there, because that wasn't for me at that time. And I'm not saying that I don't go to that church no more, because I do. I am a member. But that one little Sunday just changed it all in a matter of just seconds. And I looked at
It's
my mom.
crazy. It's absolutely crazy because I resonate with that so much. Because like with my story, I was going to that, ICOC for a while, and then I was struggling a lot with like mental health issues, and I went to church, and after all like months and months and months of my congregation telling me not to go get help, there's this pastor from another part of the country talking about how his congregation helped him go get help. And I'm like, this is fucking bullshit. They don't like me. So I just left. It's crazy how one Sunday can change it all for you.
It really does, and I still went even after that, but that mentality just changed overnight. And it did take a while for me to fully want to deconstruct. And even into my 20s, I still didn't fully deconstruct. I did little by little, but over time it got to be more and more. And a lot of, even when I go there anymore, a lot of that said doesn't affect me like it did when I was growing up. It just gets like washed off, and I know a lot of it is just mainstream Christianity. And yeah, don't really affect me anymore after I've fully deconstruct. Even now, I'm still deconstructing now. It's like you don't fully deconstruct over time. It don't fully happen.
No, you it just I think it's I really think that deconstruction is like something that's a forever journey because you learn you always constantly you like learn more things about God and about like Jesus and about faith and like different religions and like just the universe in general, and it just doesn't make sense to ever say like, oh, I'm fully deconstructed now. I know everything I need to know, because that's not reality.
No, you know people are lying whenever they say that. They're like, I'm fully deconstructed. I'm like, you really?
That sounds like you need to deconstruct a little bit more, my friend.
What
Like
really?
that's a little
What
bit of a red
really?
flag, just in my opinion. But so like speaking of deconstruction, right? What were a couple of things that like helped or maybe like helped you deconstruct, or resources that you started to learn from, or when did that journey start for you, and what did it look like? Obviously, it started after that Sunday, but how long ago was that?
Yeah. It was, honestly, it was years. And it didn't fully start till I was in my mid-20s, I would say, when a lot more things started happening around the world. It didn't fully come in, like, it started in my mid-20s more. Didn't fully come into fruition until the quarantine started and I was cut off from everything. You had nothing to do at home. But there was a TikTok I saw from this profile called Deorganized Religion about how they put historical evidence into the Bible and how a lot of it was mistranslated. And me being a history major in college with ADHD, I became obsessed and started researching more and more about it. And you found more articles over time. And then I came across, I think it was Hannah, one of Hannah's videos. First, what got me into Christian witchcraft was her watching her video back when she wore her mask and had her little teacup. With the good old days of Hannah.
Oh my gosh, I remember. I like vaguely remember that because I wasn't like on TikTok then, but I was like, every once in a while, I'd download the app, I'd scroll it for a few days and be like, this shit's dumb. And then I'd delete it. Oh, that's how like full circle it is. But like, she was somebody that I would follow, and then I'd be like, ah, no, I don't like her content, and then I unfollow her. Then I'm like, no, I like her content. She's really cool. Then I follow her. Then I'd be like, no, I don't like her content. I unfollow her. Now, obviously, like her and I are friends, so it's like really funny how full circle that came. You know what I'm saying?
It
I had a weird
really is.
relationship with TikTok until early 2021. So I was really late to the party. Nobody can fucking blame me here. Okay. I
No,
just
you're
was
fine.
weird with TikTok. Okay.
It was a lot of Hannah's content way back then that really helped me like skyrocket that, you grow up with thinking that witchcraft is evil and all that
Oh,
and
wait, just a note for everybody listening. Hannah is spirituality on TikTok. I love how we're like assuming everybody knows who Hannah is.
yeah,
Like, I mean,
exactly.
everybody does who know who Hannah is. What am I even saying here? Me making that
What are we
correction.
talking about?
Me
Hi, Hannah,
making that correction is bad.
if you're listening,
We like, listen, we all love Hannah. We all like worship Hannah. We've all follow Hannah. End of story.
you. And Sarah. And Sarah.
And
Saraz.
Sarah.
And
Oh.
Sarah.
Yes.
If you want to know, I follow both of all three of these wonderful ladies and I love them all.
Thank you.
You're
Thank you. I say thank you
welcome.
on behalf of the other ones as well.
On behalf of the other two.
Anyway, okay, so it was Hannah's videos that helped you stuff.
See, this is why me and Lena just need to have like our own conversation about half the topic because it turns
Yep.
into this.
I wonder when Charlie like transcribes things for me, they like put certain parts in like pink audio if I sound like glittery and sparkly and like whatever. And like, do like the happy voice. And then if I'm a gremlin or the guest is a gremlin, they do this dark green, like Loki color, like, right? So I wonder how much of this conversation is going to be in
Most of this, yes.
gremlin color.
We're doing this to Charlie, but we love them.
Charlie's fucking dying right now, and you know it. Okay,
They are.
anyway.
But anyway, back to what we're talking about. Yes, it was Hannah's earliest videos that really tapped me into being a Christian still and worshiping God and having this magical side of me. I didn't even know it could even exist or even. Like, I can't think of word coexist together. There we go. And then she had a lot of books on there that she was reading, and I read a few of them back in those early days. And it really helped. One of them being The Path of the Christian Witch, one of them being Jesus Through Pagan Eyes, which I am rereading at the moment because a lot happened. In a few years, my brain just forgot everything.
I truly think like good books are worth reading like two or three times because you're not going to get like that's like also why people study the Bible forever because you get something new out of it every single time you read it. We're not going to even talk about like the disgusting amount of times, how many times I read fucking the Twilight book Eclipse, and every time I would get something new out of it. Like Michaela, it was in like it was well over the hundreds. Well over I read that book so much.
Book. That's like
So
me
sometimes you
reading.
gotta reread books, you know?
Listen, that was me rereading all the Hunger Games books.
Stop! No, we gotta have a conversation about this after because Jack and I just watched the Hunger Games and I'm still fucked from it. I'm like still fucked up. I can't stop thinking
We'll have a whole
about
conversation about Hunger
it.
Games after this.
Oh!
I have read
Okay.
those books like four or five times. I can tell you shit that's happened.
Anyway, that's yeah. So sometimes you need to reread something to get out of it, right? Like get like what you need out of it. That's why people reread, silly, series is like Twilight or The Hunger Games, and that's why people study the Bible their whole entire life because every single time you read it, you get something new out of it. So you going back and rereading Jesus Through Pagan Eyes makes a lot of sense. That's a fantastic book, by the way. If
Oh yeah.
anybody needs a book to help start deconstructing, like that's so good because it brings a witchy perspective onto Jesus in a non-abrasive manner, you know?
It really does. I highly recommend that book to anyone who wants to start. That'd be a good one to start with. But also a lot of this deconstruction that I've done was a lot of just doing it on my own and thinking about all the things that I need to feel. There's a lot of ums in here. Charlie's gonna have fun with that.
It's okay. I don't think they write the ums, to be honest. Like
and a
after a
lot of
while, I say like 20 times, and I don't read it in the transcript. So I think that they don't write every time that I say like.
Everyone from Oklahoma will say like every other like third or fourth word. Oh, it's
It's
fine.
a good placeholder, okay? I get it.
It is. But a lot of it was of me trying to deal with all the trauma that I had dealt with from the church, like the end of days trauma that, the famous line, he's gonna come like a thief in the night. You're not gonna know when it's happening. And everyone who didn't really believe would be left behind. Oh my God, those left behind books fucked me up a lot growing up.
Like the
Having
Catholics,
to.
they did not give us the Left Behind books, so I never experienced that until I saw Hannah talking about them, and I'm like, what the actual fuck? That's fuck.
Yeah,
I'm
they're fun.
sorry, like that's genuinely to have children. That's almost as traumatizing as the Hunger Games. Like that's seriously to have children read that is fucked.
Look, it didn't fuck me up. Hunger Games didn't fuck me up as much as those Left Behind books. I was just. And they had them in my elementary library when I was in.
What? I thought
Yeah, so
that they gave
like.
those to like middle school teenagers. No. Oh my,
Oh.
that's worse than the Hunger Games. Oh my God.
There was the first two that were in my elementary library when I was in the fourth grade. And then you get the whole series when you're in middle school, so fifth, sixth,
Wait, did you
seventh,
go to a
eighth.
Christian school?
No, I went to public school.
What?
People think when I say I read Left Behind in like fourth, fifth grade, they automatically think I went to a Christian school. No, I went to a public Oklahoma school.
Never. Oh my Lord.
All the Christian
Wow.
schools were not around my area. There was one about 10, maybe 20 minutes away, but a lot of them were like in central Oklahoma. That's where like all the Catholic schools and the Presbyterian schools and the Christian schools were all at.
Interesting. Wow. Oh my God. For that to be in your school. What in the name of separation of church and state? Oh my God. I'm sorry. Like everybody knows clearly I'm kind of a religious person, just a little bit. I read my Bible every day. I like Jesus. I have a whole podcast where I talk about spirituality and faith. So I'm a little bit
Absolutely.
religious, right? But my kids' schooling, I homeschool my kids as well. I specifically sought out a secular education and a secular curriculum for them because I don't believe that my faith should taint their education. I think that that's so harmful and it doesn't teach children how to think for themselves. Ultimately.
Oh yeah, and I know like in the fourth, fifth grade, we still had those AR reading tests where you read books and you take tests over. And a lot of it was on the Left Behind books.
Oh my God.
I remember reading the first one, and I literally cried because I thought, "Is this really what's going to happen to me one day?" And I'm just, even looking back on it now, I'm just like, I never should have read those books at all because it would fuck me up. Even now, I'm almost 30 thinking about it.
Yeah, no, I think that those would fuck anybody up. And I genuinely didn't realize that they gave those to such young children. Like I that was Michaela, I'm speechless.
Look, I'm speechless now, and I'm just,
You're
I'm if
speechless
I,
and you lived through it. Like
and I lived through it, I'm just like,
what?
damn.
Okay, damn. But I think the point that you brought up of doing a lot of it on your own and it just genuinely being like deconstruction being a lot of reflection for you instead of resources is such a good point. Because when people will be like, Lena, what's your resources for deconstruction? I'm like, I talked to a therapist and I worked my way out of it for a really long time, like just by, hearing myself talk.
A lot of
So
it
I was like
is
my biggest tool.
talking
Yeah.
to
And I think that not a lot of people give themselves that credit of, being like, I sat down and I worked through my own trauma and I journaled about it, or I went to a therapist about it, or I, wrote about it or whatever, like whatever you do to get that out of you. People don't give themselves enough credit. And there's such like a hype of like, I have to read this book. I have to read that book. I have to read this. I have to listen to that podcast. I have to watch this YouTube video. And I listen, like I get it because obviously I'm a creator of this type of content. I understand wanting to listen to it. I understand wanting to consume it and it being helpful because it's helpful to me. That's why I create, this kind of content because I would like to be helpful to others and create something that has been helpful for me, sort of thing, right? But at the end of the day, your point of like doing it on your own and thinking about it is incredibly, incredibly, incredibly important. That's where
Yes.
you lose the whole fear from, right? That's where you lose the whole like fear of like hellfire, brimstone, and like being afraid of God. Nobody can teach you how to do that. You need to teach that to yourself.
Yeah, because therapists and books can only give you the tools to do that. You have to make the effort in order to keep doing it on your own, which is what I had to do. I didn't really have any tools or a therapist or anything. I had to think about it all on my own, about where am I going to go from here? What does this mean for me and myself and my spiritual journey going forward? Which is what I really had to do a lot of, because you have so many influences from Christianity, and you also have this whole ancestor native side to you that I had to think about of how do I want to incorporate both of them. And honestly, not as hard as I thought it would be. I mean, it's hard, but once you really think about it, not really so bad.
It's
And
definitely like a hard, it's a hard thing when you start. And there are like, I feel like even now, like for me, I'll remember things and like working through them is a little bit hard, but like you said, it does get a lot easier. And then like once you find things that click, it becomes a lot easier after that point.
And a lot of questions that I've still asked about Christianity, I will go to the church that I grew up in and I'll ask, because even though they're absolute most of the time hellfire and brimstone, they'll answer the questions that I may have more so than they probably did when I was growing up, because they probably just thought I was just some silly kid. But my pastor's wife, I've known her, Lord, before I was even here. Her husband married my mom and dad. But yeah, she'll answer any questions that I have. She's in her 80s, so she's not really judgy a lot more. I mean, judgy. But
No, yeah. It's probably like, just people growing up and like living through shit and now being able to be more honest.
being more honest with you than you are when you're a little kid, because they don't, but a lot of people don't know is that little kids will absorb anything and everything that you tell them, and they'll carry it with them
Children are
forever.
sponges, absolutely sponges.
Absolutely. And a lot of my deconstruction, I would say, having to deal with my grief, because I'll be honest, I've been to more funerals than I have weddings in my short 30 years on this planet.
Yeah. I mean, in the time that I've known you, you've had like maybe like what, three or four losses in your family, and I've only known you for like a year and a half.
Absolutely, it's been a lot, and I'll be honest, I was angry a lot with God, thinking, why did you take all these people from me? Now I'm gonna tear up, and I do apologize.
Don't apologize for having emotions.
But it was a lot of me talking to God and even talking to myself out loud, having to deal with those losses. And knowing that it was the time, and in a way, they're still with me, and not being angry with God anymore, because it's just one of those things you can't control.
Yeah, no, you can't. It's unfortunately like part of the circle of life. And like as much as it like tears your faith down, I'm sure at some point it helps, bring it back up again.
It does. And learning that not to be, like I said, not to be angry with God for taking them away, essentially, is what really helped me. And I was angry for a long time. Now I'm not angry anymore, because I don't want to be that person. And because of what I do now and my practice and my journey, I'm more calm.
That's honestly like a testament in itself to like where your faith started and now like where it is. especially if you can cope with loss and grief and that anger a little bit easier.
Oh yeah.
And that kind of segues nicely into, like, you know, not to abruptly ask you a question.
No, you're fine. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
But go like, ahead. What your faith kind of looks like now, and what you believe, and like who you work with, and how you do workings.
Like I said, I'm more calm now about things, and I've tapped more into that native side of me, and a lot of that has been trial and error because of colonization. A lot of my native side of my ancestors and what we did way before the Trail of Tears has been lost due to a lot of them converting to Christianity and the colonization. But I do work more now with my ancestors. I feel connected to them, particularly all my grandparents, because I don't have any more left. Makes you feel closer. And it's comforting, very comforting in a way, knowing that you can incorporate the people you have lost or people you have never met before into your practice. And they help you a lot. I know, particularly my grandmothers, every time I try to do some shadow work, they're always like hanging above me. They're right here. And if I start crying, I start getting emotional. They'll just like wrap me in a hug and tell me that it's okay. And you're healing. So that's a good thing. Not that I still don't worship Jesus, and I still do. I'll be honest, he lives in a house full of women. Because of some of the deities that have come around into my space that I have allowed in. One being the Greek Titaness Rhea. That's the Titaness of motherhood. And she's very motherly and very comforting whenever you need it. But also is that tough love mother whenever... Because I struggle this with a lot. Self-care of myself. She'll hang around like a mother would and just sit there, like tap her foot at me, just like raise her eyebrow, like, are you gonna need to do that? Gonna need to do that.
I remember when you first started working with her and doing those like initial soul contracts and being like, she's gonna make you take care of yourself, Michaela. So you gotta be ready for that.
Lord, she has so much, like, shit. I'm just like, I know I am. There may be like one or two days I don't do anything and she'll just sit there and I feel that energy of a mom just staring down at me. I'm like,
Shall we?
I didn't mean to.
No, yeah, well, that's, yeah.
But honestly, I've added one more and she's come around and that's... It's very much like the relationship with you and Loki, because that's just chaos incarnate. Which is Menono, who's the goddess of ghosts and nightmares, whose name means bringer of madness. And literally, it's madness.
That name is so fucking appropriate for you, though. Like, for real. What pantheon is she from?
She's Greek. She is actually in a lot of mythology. She's Hades and Persephone's daughter.
You know, I was today years old when I learned that Hades and Persephone had a daughter.
They have several. They have Macaria, who's the goddess of blessed death. Melano, she brings those, she gives madness to those that she sees appropriate. And she'll give you nightmares.
That's terrifying.
I know, she also stole a brownie from me one the other day.
Yo, that's not cool of her, the brownies!
Look, I had a whole plate of brownies that I had made, and I put them in the microwave. There were two of them, and I pull one out, and there's one.
What?
And I think, I started freaking out. I think my cat ate it. I'm thinking I'm going to have to take my cat to the vet. I'm like, which one did it? I put it back in there. Like, 10 minutes later, I pull it back out. The second brownie's still there. It's there again. I'm just like...
The fuck? Homegirl right? Wanted you to have a little bit of a heart attack.
But I think how I didn't know how to quite know what to call myself, but the other day one of my very good friends When I asked him, like, what would you call me? Like, what am I, a witch or what? And they said, you are the chaotic Christian native practitioner. I think that just sums it up.
That honestly, that really does sum it up for you.
And anyone who knows, Lena has seen me during our monthly spells, and I do
Oh
get
my
quite
God.
chaotic.
Every time I'm like, okay, God, like, I think even with with the Easter crown video that I just posted on Patreon, I'm in the video. I'm like, okay, put it on a fire safe plate. I'm looking at one of you. Called you out.
I need to watch it. I didn't watch it yet. I need to watch it.
What are you doing? It's a good video, Makema.
I've been busy. I've
You
been
don't have to watch it.
tired.
It's just my big dumb face talking for a while, so it's okay. I
Need to watch that for that one part. I'm looking at one of you. I'm like, hello. Is
It's
this
me.
me? I'm the one who puts candles on paper plates and call
Oh my
that.
God! When you did that last time, I was literally like, okay, guys, put out a fire safe plate. And Mikhail's just fucking paper plate. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now? I'm like, if your house burns down, it is not my fault because I told you to put it on a fire safe plate.
Let's say my friend was right. Yes, I am the chaotic Christian native practitioner.
That really does make that makes a lot of sense. And I'm thinking that people who are listening to this episode and hearing how we're screaming at each other will agree that that's an appropriate name. But yeah, so like that's like I feel like that's a good summary of your story. Do you have like anything else that you want to add?
I would have to ask, to say, ask questions. There's absolutely nothing wrong with asking. And if you get shot down, ask them again, even if it's internally and not externally, because you'll find the right people who can answer the questions you have that can help you to what you need to start doing for yourself.
That's really good advice.
Also,
I
don't let
should.
anyone dictate how you go about your spiritual journey because it's between you and the universe, no one else.
That's also really good advice, and that's a fucking fact. People need to just calm down.
Calm down. Just,
Calm down.
in the words of my full-blood native mama, sit down. Sit down.
Just sit down, shut up, let people live. Live your life, ask questions,
Yeah,
seek and you
really.
shall find, knock and the door shall be open, whatever, right? Ask and it shall be given to you. That's the verse.
Door, small window, jump on through.
Door, small window, a first story window. Please don't jump out of like big windows, guys. Like,
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Mikhail.
I haven't tried. I have jumped off a roof before, but don't try that.
I almost did once, but I was too afraid to do it, so
I
I
was up
didn't.
on the roof cleaning with my grandfather one time, and he used the ladder, and I just jumped down.
Oh no, mine was more like we were doing nefarious activities on the roof of somebody's house in high school. And we wanted to get down before somebody caught us with our nefarious activities. What? Do you want to sit here while I close out this? You can stay over here.
Can I make a bracelet?
I'll make you a bracelet, yeah. Okay. So Michaela, is there any
Can't see it.
Okay, but we can't right I'm talking to my friend right now. I'm not making a bracelet. Do you want to
Do
watch me talk to my friend?
I make a bracelet?
Okay, we'll do that in a minute, but first let's finish this. Okay, so Michaela, is there anywhere on the internet that people can connect with you?
You can follow me on TikTok. My handle is at VintageSoul_94. I'll admit I'm very still in the closet of witchcraft because of family issues, but hey, you want to find funny cat videos because I have three of them. I do cosplay. If you want to shoot me, just find me there if you want chaos and insanity. Also, my Instagram is linked on there too, somewhere in my bio. You can follow me on there too if you want. So, yeah. Those are the two that I actually have at the moment, so you can follow me there if you want.
Cool. Well, I will leave those both in the show notes page. Thank you so much for being on the podcast, Michaela. I appreciate you being here.
Absolutely. This was insanity, and we thrive on chaos around here.
Yes, we do.